Some call it a wheelbarrow, some call it a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
We got one around the house, but it needs fixing.
What did you use to sharpen tools with?
Oh, a grindstone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big old round thing, you got there, turn it and pour water on it.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a grindstone.
What about something smaller than
that? Well, they call it a wet rock.
Okay.
It's your sharp knife on. Of course, now they have a steel thing, you know, long, and you whittle around on it. Back then times, though, it was just a wet rock.
Uh-huh. And the thing that people drive nowadays is called a...
What, the car?
Okay. Any other names for car?
Truck.
What other names are there for car, though?
Well, a station wagon.
Uh-huh.
And it's campers and all that kind of stuff now.
You ever heard it called automobile?
Yeah,
motor
automobile.
Car, machine, or...
All kind of things.
Okay. And, say if something was squeaking, you'd say you had to...
Had to fix it.
Or the stuff you put on, you know, if you put on that hard stuff on it, you'd say you had to...
I can't think of it. Go and have it soldered, I guess.
Uh-huh. And say if you were going to fry some eggs, to keep them from sticking to your pan, you'd have to...
Put some grease in it.
So you'd say you have to...
Have to put it in there.
Have to what the pan? Have to...
Grease it.
And you say, yesterday I...
Yesterday you washed it, I guess.
Or if you put this grease in it, you say, yesterday I... And,
You say, yesterday you washed it.
Okay. And, say if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
And, if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you'd say you had to...
Grease it.
Or
oil it.
Okay. And, what did you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Any other name for that?
Well, some called it... Some called it coal oil and some called it kerosene.
Okay.
It's all the same. All the same.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yeah.
Do you remember what that was called?
No, I don't. I've seen it.
I've
seen them pick a can and put rags in there and make a light with it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that called torch or flambeau?
Yeah. A torch is, what we call a torch would be great long splinters, you know, light the end of it. We call that a torch.
What about flambeau or flambeau?
Yeah, I've seen the flambeaus. You put kerosene in them and light them, set them beside the road. Ain't you see them sitting beside the road where there's danger?
Oh, those little black things?
That's called flambeaus.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had what they call a lantern.
Uh-huh.
You push the shade up and pull it down and light it in there. I got one hanging out there. I don't ever use it. It's there. But then the wind won't blow it out. You know, any other kind of a light, back then days, the wind doesn't blow it. It'd blow your light out. But if you had this lantern, with that shade down, it wouldn't do it, because there was a thing on the top of it, and just a little place where that smoke to come out. Wouldn't blow it out if you wanted to, say, go out and see about your horses or your hogs or your cows. You'd light that lantern.
Have you ever heard of the wick dropping down into the kerosene and blowing it up?
Yep. We've thrown them out in the yard a lot of times when that would catch a fire down in that bowl of the lamp.
How could you throw them out fast enough?
We just throw them out in the yard, gap it, throw it out.
And then it'd blow up?
No, a lot of times it'd just go out. Because all the kerosene would, you know, fall out and it would quit burning.
Uh-huh.
I got me one sitting in the corner up yonder so if that light gives up. So you just can't see it. It needs washing. It's him, the smoke.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes, sir, I got one. In case the lights. And we got a flashlight, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, we use them old kind of lights all the time, but when I was growing up, we didn't have electric lights.
And inside the tire of the car, you'd have the...
Inner tube.
And
an air in that inner tube.
Okay. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to... What's the boat?